This is my earnestly contending letter for April 2020. It's titled, Kicking Against the Truth Goads of God-Ordained Sexuality. When Saul, turned the Apostle Paul, met Christ on the road to Damascus, Jesus told him, quote, "It is hard for you to kick against the goads," Acts 26:14. Goads were sharp prods that a man would use on an animal, such as an ox or a donkey, to get them to move. If the animal was rebellious, they would kick against the goads, inflicting pain. That is the picture of what Saul had been doing. It speaks of a convicted conscience that painfully, quote-unquote, kicks against God's truth. Many today are kicking against the goads of God's truth when it comes to God-ordained sexuality. It's one of the great issues of our times, one of the great issues related to the last days. A, kicking against the distinction of roles regarding men and women. The whole world, it seems, is trying hard to defy the God-ordained distinction of roles between men and women. It's an attempt to defy the reality of Genesis, Genesis 3:16. Headship is male, as ordained by God. If someone has a problem with this, they really have a problem with God. Paul, in emphasizing that headship is male, goes back to the creation account, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is God's created order. Even many so-called, quote-unquote, Christians claim to hold to a position of egalitarianism, which in effect seeks to eradicate the roles God has ordained. Or worse yet, they profess complementarianism and yet push for egalitarian positions. This kicking against the goads of God's truth ultimately fails and proves painful in the process. Yes, there is equal value, and we need to trumpet and champion that. But there is also a distinction of roles as ordained by God. B, kicking against God-ordained covenant sexuality. God ordained marriage to be between one man and one woman until death parts them. Marriage is a sacred, binding covenant commitment in which one is accountable to God for their vows of fidelity. Any sexual relationship outside the bounds of holy matrimony is condemned by God. Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. C, kicking against God's laws of nature. Number one, homosexuality. Romans 1 chronicles the path of depravity that suppresses God's truth. The wrath of God is manifest against such people in giving them over to, quote-unquote, vile passions, Romans 1:26. These vile passions involve sexual perversion, exchanging, quote, the natural use for what is against nature, unquote, Romans 1:26. The description is that of homosexuality, and the result is that they receive, quote, in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due, unquote, Romans 1:27. In his wrath, God gives such people, quote, over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, unquote, Romans 1:28. Number two, transgenderism. Transgenderism is a total defiance of God's created order in an attempt to play God. It is a defiance of God's order of nature in the extreme. This is an example of being given over to a debased mind that has, quote, their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, unquote, Ephesians 4:18. What sets authentic Christianity apart from the world is that we are called to abstain from sexual immorality, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-8. It is the lost who are given over to the passion of lust, 1 Thessalonians 4:5. Sexual perversion defines the world, but sexuality, as ordained by God, defines authentic Christianity. It's a lordship issue, Jude 4. For true believers, Jesus is Lord, and that is the defining reality in how we view sexuality. For us, it's a God thing. Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior is a life-changing reality. Thought: to kick against the truth goads of God-ordained sexuality is painful and ultimately deadly. Earnestly contending for the faith, this is Pastor Dwight Oswald.